If you're not achieving what God had, God's plan for you, you have missed all that the joy of why you were made. Amen.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. Greetings again, radio listeners. We are hearing this evening the second part of Pastor Brian Grant's message on the so-called prodigal son of Luke 15. But hold on a minute. Pastor Grant shows the story, when fully told, finds the heartbroken father had two prodigal sons. Yes, prodigalism comes in different forms, yet in committing to trust God, there is always hope for a turnaround. Listen with us now as Pastor Grant concludes his message, Parenting a Prodigal.
Is there a Jimmy or Johnny in your family? You know, sometimes mommy and daddy, we're so concerned about the Jimmies that we miss to pray for the Johnnies. But Johnny may be a millionaire. Johnny may have the biggest estate in town. If Johnny doesn't know Jesus, Johnny has lost the greatest experience in life, to know Jesus, to know God. And so I'm going to encourage you moms and dads, as we gather this Mother's Day, whether your prodigal is Jimmy or Johnny, to start praying to God and praying that God will bring home your prodigal, that your prodigal would come to the foot of the cross. Amen? First, we must acknowledge we have a prodigal. But second, we must release our prodigal to God. Let's go back to Luke 15, verse 12. And the younger of them said to his daddy, "Daddy, give me the portion of goods that falls to me." So he divided his livelihood. And not many days after that, the youngest son gathered all together and went to a far country. Many of us may question, why did the dad release Jimmy with his inheritance? But please don't miss this. The dad didn't just release Jimmy. He released him to God. You say, "Pastor, the Bible didn't say that." But yet, really, the Bible did. Because when you look at verse 20, you see something. When Jimmy decided to come home, when he was still a great way off, his father saw him. Daddy was always looking for Jimmy to come home. The reason Daddy saw Jimmy from far is because when Daddy released Jimmy, he was releasing him to God. And every day, Daddy was getting up, trusting God that this would be the day that Jimmy comes home. My friends, sometimes it's necessary to release our prodigals to God. Some parents are so afraid of losing their prodigal, they allow their prodigal to raise any hell they want to raise, and they don't do anything. It's okay for us to release our prodigal to God. But before we do that, let's make sure our hands are clean before God. For I've discovered that some kids still struggle with pain their parents caused them that has never been resolved. Do you know that parents cause pain? Do you know that parents have said things to their children that have hurt them to their souls? And do you know that parents often, when they do it, never ever say, "I'm sorry"? We wound our children, but we have this stupid, I'm sorry, I'm just calling a spade, this stupid idea that I am the parent, I can say and do whatever I want to say and do, and I don't have to say I'm sorry. Oh, some of you need to go home and fix some business, because there are some wounded children walking around. Oh, I'm talking what I've learned for myself, because I've done some wounding to my children. Yes. I've had to come to them and ask them for their forgiveness, for my attitude and what I have said. And I'm going to suggest to you, my brother and my sister, that we learn that when we wound our children, we need to fix it. Don't be so proud to think you're something special. Teach that child how to be humble. What an incredible lesson you teach. When you come off your high horse and you say, I'm so sorry about what I did. What I did was wrong. I know I hurt you. Some of the, oh, please forgive me. Please forgive me for not being there. Please forgive me for always being on the run. Every parent has made mistakes and must learn to walk in humility. Put this in your notes. When we walk in humility and ask our children to forgive us for wounding them, it tears down walls and builds bridges with them. Amen? Oh, I know if I ask for some testimonies this morning, but I'm not going to. As to how many of you wish you could hear your parent come to you and say, I'm sorry for what I did that particular time. When we walk in humility and ask our children to forgive us for wounding them, it tears down walls and builds bridges. But parents, even when we walk in humility before our children, sometimes they will still choose to become prodigals. And when this happens, it may become necessary to release our prodigal to God so he can bring them home after they graduate from his school of hard knocks. You see, some parents don't want their kids to go through the school of hard knocks. We shield them from every pain, but sometimes God didn't put this story in here just for nothing. Amen. He's letting us know that some lessons can only be learned in the school of hard knocks. Listen. Jimmy's dad released him to God. Listen, when he was released, he probably was a millionaire. He had all the money. But no, all the money was gone. The inheritance was gone. And he was broke and feeding pigs. You tell me, he had gone through the school. Well, you can see too, they had servants. Did you read that? We read that passage, right? These were rich people. He was accustomed to being served. The servants would take care. And this rich boy, he's now feeding pigs. He's a Jew. He's feeding pigs. How low can you go? God had taken him into the trench. And you see, Daddy, unlike many of us, once I heard that he's out there, oh, I got to get him. I got to get him. Wait till God has finished and he is ready to graduate. Oh, and some of this is tough, isn't it? We do everything we can to protect them from pain. But if we have a prodigal, no, don't come to me and ask me, Pastor Brian, should I send my kid out now?
I don't know what you should do. I'm only preaching God's word because this is what the word says. The same God I talk to is the same God you can talk to. Let him tell you. Should you allow your kid to keep going a little bit more? Or is it time to let him go? Seek wisdom from God. God is anxious to show us what to do. But if it's the first time you ever prayed, you may want to make sure you pray a little bit more so you get in the habit of praying. Because just a humorous thing as I'm thinking. You know, you don't want to surprise God. And he said, who's this? some Christians, although the Bible says, come boldly to the throne of grace, some Christians don't show up there very often. Well, that's another message for another day, all right? We'll get back there. You will come to church when I preach that one? All right. Listen, I believe there are some prodigals who are listening to this message. And God is saying to you, it's time to get off the dead end road. Young man, young woman, aren't you satisfied that you've made enough of a mess? Is the time to say, Lord, take the mess I have. I'm so glad that despite all my mess, you still love me. You, the God who loved this prodigal, and you are the one telling the story of this prodigal. God, I'm glad you love me, and you're willing, just like you restored the prodigal, you will restore me. Amen. In John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 16 says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him, it doesn't matter who you are, whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And I invite you, my friend, this morning at the end of the service, I'm going to ask some of you who are prodigals to boldly stand and receive Jesus Christ. And I trust that some of you will have the courage to do that, to turn your life over to Jesus and once and for all settle the question that you are ready to walk with the Savior, that you're ready to step in the light and let Jesus lead you. Let him take you from the muck. Oh, he'll do it. Let him clean you. He will do it. And let him set you on your way rejoicing. He has an abundant life ahead for you. Amen. First, acknowledge you have a prodigal. Second, release your prodigal to God. But third, wait on God to bring repentance. Wait on God to bring repentance. Chapter 15, verse 17. But when he came to himself, Jimmy came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare? And I'm perishing with hunger. I'm going to go to my father and say to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before you, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Listen, the darkest hour often comes, what? Just before dawn. So no matter how far your prodigal has strayed from the Lord, never give up. Apart from Dad, probably all Jimmy's other family and friends had given up on him, for they had received reports he was living a crazy, sinful life. But Dad never gave up. For despite how hopeless it seemed, he kept watching and praying, for he knew God answers prayer. And that's a message for somebody today. James 5:16 reminds us, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person has a powerful effect. Daddy, mommy, don't give up. You know, I've met parents who are burdened about their prodigal, but they are embarrassed to ask people to pray. Every child is born with a prodigal heart. Every child is born sinful. Every child is born determined to rebel against God. You know, today Billy Graham's son, Franklin Graham, is a well-known preacher. But in his 20s, he lived a very prodigal life. For as he said in his book, he wanted to be a hellraiser, focused on being free and having fun. His dad was very concerned. And while when he was in his 20s, Billy Graham said to him, Franklin, your mom and I sense there is a struggle for your soul, and you're going to have to make a choice. Franklin was troubled when his dad spoke to him, but do you know he didn't turn? He continued on his hell-raising path. But one night in a hotel room in Jerusalem, Jesus finally broke through. And that night, instead of going to the bar for a few beers as he normally did, he started reading the Gospel of John. And when he got to chapter 3, God finally broke through his stony heart. For as he read where Jesus told Nicodemus he had to be born again, it finally hit him. Franklin Graham also needs to be born again. And that night, Franklin Graham, the prodigal, came to Christ. Today, he's a well-known preacher. But it all started that night when the prodigal came home. And we're praying that some prodigal will come home today. But parents, never give up on your prodigal. Keep praying. Keep fasting. Keep waiting on God to bring your prodigal home to their heavenly Father. Listen, sometimes we're focused so much on the prodigal coming home to me, we forget that's not the battle. We want to be praying that the prodigal comes home to their heavenly Father first. Amen. And when that prodigal comes to the heavenly Father, that prodigal is also coming home to us. God had been working in Jimmy's life, and he was now ready to confess his sin. And so in verse 18, we just read what Jimmy, you see what happened? Jimmy rehearsed his little part. He says in verse 18, I will arise and go to my father. I will say to him, Father, I've sinned against you, heaven and before you, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And I can just imagine he rehearsed this part. I've sinned against heaven. I'm no longer worthy to be called. Call your son, name me as one of your hired servants. But when he came to his father, look, he said to him, verse 21, he said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I'm no longer to be called your son. And the father interrupted. What was missing? Did you see what was missing? What is the difference? Somebody help me. It's big. The father never allowed him to say that other part, make me your hired servant. God is not interested in your coming to be his hired servant, young person. No matter how badly you have messed up, when you come to Jesus, listen, you come as his child. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. You don't have to say, make me a hired servant. He's not looking for hired servants. He's looking for sons and daughters. Amen. For God so loved the world that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God is calling you to be his child, his son, his daughter. He's not a second class citizen. No matter how messed up or what you have done, God wants you. And I trust that today you will come to Jesus, amen, and receive his forgiveness. First, acknowledge your prodigal. You have a prodigal. Second, release your prodigal to God. Third, wait on God's to bring repentance. Fourth, joyfully welcome home your prodigal. Luke 15:21. The son, he told his daddy, verse 22, The father said, bring out the best robe. You see, he had already confessed. And once he had confessed, he says, bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf. Kill it. Let's eat and be merry. My son was dead. He's alive again. He was lost and he's found. Jimmy's dad was so excited he had come home. He didn't make the mistake parents often make. So write this down. Too often when God brings home a prodigal, parents make it about themselves. Put that on the screen. Too often when God brings home a prodigal, parents make it about themselves. Do you know what I'm talking about? I've heard it. Jimmy has been out in the livings in sin. Jimmy comes home, and the first thing mom says, Jimmy, do you know all the pain you put me through? You ever heard that? Or, Jimmy, do you have any idea of the grief you've caused our family? I beg you, if you're trying to reach the prodigal, when the prodigal comes home, don't make it about you. Amen. Don't make it about you. That prodigal is going to need all the love and the encouragement they can get as they grow in Jesus. Listen, you can throw a party if you want. Listen, just rejoice and thank God that the prodigal is home. Jimmy is home. Hallelujah. Jimmy is home. Jimmy is home. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing Jimmy home. And there's a Jimmy here today. Some are Jimmys, some are Johnnies. Oh, you're a good kid. Great job. You're a prodigal. Because when mommy dies and goes to heaven, she will never see you again. Because Jesus is not your Savior. And I'm going to ask some of you this morning, whether you're Jimmy or whether you're Johnny, if you don't know Jesus, I'm going to ask Jimmys and Johnnies. Listen, you may be a female. It doesn't matter. I'm using Jimmy and Johnnies in this story. Put your name there. It doesn't matter. But if you don't know Jesus, it's time to come to Jesus. The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. And today I challenge you to open your heart and receive the transforming grace of God. Would you come to him? Every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, thank you for your word. I pray even now you will speak to Jimmy's and Johnny's that they may come to Jesus. I pray for the parent who's still struggling. Give them grace and strength that they may walk and lean upon you for Christ's sake.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and he will answer your prayer and he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ, or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-242-5550 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for online worship this Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. at livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. It would be a pleasure to have you as part of our online audience. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.